We are so glad you're joining us this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're going one-on-one with Mark Folwell, the Dallas Mavericks play-by-play announcer. And so one of the guys that I definitely want to shine the spotlight on who has really flipped the switch is Samuel Dellenberg. I mean, he has certainly made some great plays, and I love the spike dunk against Sacramento last week. I mean, he's proven that at times he can be formidable in the paint and offensively and dynamic. What has been the key for him turning things around?
Well, I think he's gotten more comfortable, and I think, you know, his teammates, as Rick has talked about many times, have been very encouraging because they understand how much they need him. And when they don't have him playing at his best, you know, he's one of the few guys on the team who is going to give you a presence in the middle in terms of defense and rebounding. And when he's not playing at his best potential level at this stage of his career, then that even puts Dallas, already compromised defensively, in an even worse spot on that end of the floor. So I think that, you know, coaching and teammates being supportive and encouraging and helping him adapt to the situation here and to the system, and the fact that, you know, like a lot of players, you lay it out on the line when you're in a situation where you know you're wanted and where you know you're needed, and he's played a lot better as the season has gone on, and teammates are doing enough on the offensive end of looking for him and trying to reward him a little bit for the hard work he's putting in on the other end of the floor. Yeah. And a lot of games in the homestand, he certainly played well enough for the Mavs to win. And some of those games they did win, there were a couple of games where he played well, and unfortunately they were just a play or two away from not being able to win the game. But he had, I think if you take out the first and last games of the homestand recently, I think he had a six-game stretch where he averaged 9 points and 10.5 rebounds a game. And if you get consistent minutes like that from a center, then you're obviously doing something really, really well and getting good production out of that position.
And the Mavericks have certainly needed that. Of course, he had 11 rebounds against the Clippers in 13 double-digit rebounding games so far this season. Now, Jose Calderon, and of course, he's known, he has a strong reputation for his assist-to-turnover ratio. But you brought up a great point as far as he has really been stroking the three. I mean, he's taken, 400 three-pointers so far this year, and he's shooting 45% from three-point range. I mean, that's an incredible number.
Yeah, well, he's got a chance to be one of five players ever. We'll see if he ends up, you know, maintaining that over 45% number. But if he does, then he'll be one of five players in NBA history to shoot 400-plus threes and shoot 45% or better from the arc. Glenn Rice, Dana Barrow, Steph Curry, and Kyle Korver are the only other guys to do it. So that demonstrates you just don't often see a high volume of three-point shooting results and also that high of a percentage. You know, there are a lot of guys who are good three-point shooters, but when you take so many of them, then you're probably going to take some bad ones, some challenge ones, some contested ones, some late shot clock under pressure ones, those sort of things. And so that's going to bring down your percentage. So to take that many threes and shoot that high of a percentage, as the numbers would indicate, and the infrequency of which it's occurred, then yeah, this is one of the greatest shooting seasons that there's ever been in NBA history for Calderon. And even if he doesn't shoot 45%, you can't add very many people on the list to shoot 44% or better and have over 400 threes. You would add another three players. Peja Stojakovic was one of the names, and I think Raja Bell was another one, of players who've shot better than 44% on 400-plus threes. So no matter if it's over 45 or over 44, whatever the case may be, it's still going to be an historically good three-point shooting season for Calderon.
Well, Jose Calderon, certainly a key guy, a clutch player offensively. Now, I definitely want us to talk about Brandon Wright, and let me just relate for all the listeners tonight. This was a guy that missed 23 games with a fracture to his right shoulder. He has certainly been one of the most efficient players for the Dallas Mavericks. I've got down that he's averaging 18 minutes per game. I mean, what needs to happen for him to perhaps increase his playing time? Because as I just talked about, I mean, he's such an efficient player. He makes the most of his play and his production.
Yeah, well, I mean, his offensive numbers are off the charts. I mean, lately we're talking about somebody who just had a 12 or 13 game stretch where he shot 75% from the floor because of all the high percentage opportunities that he gets and finishes strongly around the rim. You know, last year Brandon was an 18 minute a game player if you looked at his entire season. Down the stretch of the year, in the last month and a half of the season, the Mavs played him more like about a 23 minute guy. I think with the other options that they've got at center, with Dellenberg and needing his size, you know, he's going to get his 20 or so minutes a game. I know Rick likes to use Blair a little bit as a change of pace. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that there's going to be a lot that's going to consistently push Wright's minutes a whole lot higher. There will, of course, be nights when there will be, but then there will be nights when the matchup isn't as favorable because of the size and girth of the opposing center. And as we know, defense and rebounding are not his strongest suits. He can block some shots, but in terms of positional post defense and being a strong rebounder, those are not the areas in which he excels nearly at the level that he does on offense. So I think he's a great bench big guy and that he's incredibly efficient on the offensive end of the floor. I don't think there's anything wrong with being an incredibly efficient role player off the bench who's able to play really well in selected spurts throughout the course of the game, and that adds up into being an 18 to 20 minute a game contributor, and I think that's a really, really good role for him. I think with his frame, if you played him 30 minutes a night over an 82 game season, I think that history has shown that he's going to wear down and the punishment is going to cause physical breakdowns for him. I don't know that he's built to be able to withstand that. But in this spurt role where he can really take advantage of playing against second string players and you know, being able to play at a really, really high level of energy and that short amount of time that he's out on the floor, I think he's in a role that he's really excelling in. And I'm of the belief that he is, you know, needs to be in that 20 minute range. If it's 18 or 21 or 19, mm-hmm. whatever the case is, I think he's best suited for that 20 minute a game role.
The Dallas Mavericks television play-by-play announcer Mark Fallowell has been joining us this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. 30 seconds. Can you explain the meltdown of the Pacers?
Oh, gosh.
Not in 30 seconds, but just quickly.
Yeah, 30 seconds. I'm not sure I can explain it in 30 seconds other than maybe they've spent so much of the year being focused on Miami, and the idea of being the number one seed and the collision course of the Eastern Conference Finals that they're looking so far down the road at that result and that matchup that they sort of lost their focus on the day-to-day process and the rhythm of an 82-game NBA season, and they've sort of lost their way from that. And I guess that would be my very, very short explanation of probably what's happened. There's probably some more technical things we could get into, but that would be my initial guess from a distant observation point of what's gone wrong with them.
Well, there is so much more I would like to be able to get into, but we are short on time. Mark, always a pleasure, and I look forward to catching up with you out in L.A., okay?
All right, you got it, Alyssa. Take care.
You bet. Much more straight ahead this weekend at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.